With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump's agenda could be in jeopardy as the Supreme Court weighs the constitutionality of his sweeping tariffs.
Tariffs have played a central role in the president's economic and foreign policy agenda during his second term, and he describes his tariff case as one of the most important in American history. Last week, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments about the president's use of an emergency law to impose import taxes. During the 2.5-hour session, conservative justices asked some tough questions about the legality of Donald Trump's unilateral tariff authority. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The flight cuts at airports created headaches for travelers starting on Friday.
More than 1,000 flights were cut, but the airline stayed mostly on schedule. Karen Soika was supposed to be on one of the canceled flights out of Newark.
Talk to a few people here. They're saying, if I were you, I would not travel over the next 3 days. It's going to get worse.
There were last-minute cancellations and long security lines at 40 airports targeted for the slowdown. Gail Daly was trying to fly out of Denver. She's sick of the shutdown.
It's just a game back and forth of holding out who's going to get their way.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the number of canceled flights could double if the shutdown continues. I'm Ed Donahue.
UPS and FedEx are grounding planes after last week's deadly crash in Kentucky.
UPS and FedEx have decided to ground their fleets of MD-11 planes out of an abundance of caution after a deadly crash at a UPS Global Aviation Hub in Kentucky. The companies announced their decision separately late Friday. The MD-11 aircraft make up about 9% of the UPS airline fleet and 4% of the FedEx fleet. The companies stated their decisions were made proactively at the recommendation of the aircraft manufacturer. Ron Taylor reporting.
OpenAI facing a wave of lawsuits, including wrongful death, alleging that its AI agent contributed to suicides. More from SRNnews.com. Americans being asked to weigh in on the issue of faith.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds about 2/3 of adults would prefer that the country be made up of people belonging to a variety of different religions, while the other 1/3 would rather the U.S. be predominantly Christian. Strong majorities of white evangelical Protestants and Hispanic Protestants would prefer the country was mostly Christian, as do 55% of Republican Party members. Michael Harrington reporting.
A lawsuit filed by 3 Dallas residents seeks to strike down dozens of city ordinances they say violate a law that prevents Texas cities from adopting liberal policies. The law, passed 2 years ago, made it illegal for cities and counties to enact statutes that promote the LGBT agenda and other ideologies if they violate state law. The Texas Public Policy Foundation represents the plaintiffs and says the cities can't make up their own rules. This is SRN News. The son of golf's most famous modern-day player receiving recognition for his own youthful accomplishments.
The son of Tiger Woods is an All-American. Charlie Woods was selected on the first team All-America list by the American Junior Golf Association. His famous father was the AJGA Player of the Year in 1991 and 92. Charlie Woods is a junior at the Benjamin School in South Florida. Woods won his first big title at the Team TaylorMade Invitational in May. The teams were determined exclusively through the Rolex AJGA rankings as of October 14th. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Also at SRNnews.com, the NCAA revokes eligibility of 6 more college basketball players, and they're accused of adjusting their performances to lose games, not cover betting lines, ensure certain prop bets were reached, or providing information that helped others to do so. More details at SRNnews.com.